My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we are going to talk about how to build the best team. So first and foremost, before we start, at least for me, and I'm going to speak for Neil as well. In the very early days, I used to think it was all about how good I am as a marketer. You know, I first started in SEO. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm so good at SEO. And then look at me. I'm so good as a marketer. Look at me. I'm a good marketing manager. And then you realize if you want to grow, everything has to do with not you, but your entire team and how well you cultivate that team, right? And so a lot of people talk about, you know, the top CEOs in the world, you know, they worry about culture. Why do they worry about culture? Because culture actually helps retain the team, right? So they do indirectly think about, you know, how great their team is. But that's why the CEO's job or the leader's job is to constantly, the top three jobs are recruiting, financing, and the vision, right? But there's a reason why recruiting's in there. Because again, it comes down to if you don't have a really good team, if they can't operate well, then you're not going to be able to move on and you're not going to be able to level up your company. So Neil, what are your thoughts around this?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I only have one piece of advice when it comes to building the best team. I've hired a lot of people. I don't know how many people work in my organization right now. If I had a guess, somewhere between 300 and 400 people. And we're rapidly growing. I think we have like 30 to 40 job opens or recs right now, and it keeps growing month over month. But the simplest thing, if you want to really grow and build an amazing team and a big company, is you hire people who have done it successfully multiple times, not once, but at least twice. If you hire someone who's been successful once, it could have been luck. If they've done it and been successful two to three times, the chances are it's not luck and they're good at it and they can do it multiple times over and over again. Great example of this is with my ad agency, Neil Patel Digital. My CEO was the president of iProspect. He pretty much ran one of the largest agencies out there. So if you go out there and you continually hire people who have done it multiple times, and before that he was the CEO of Cavario, which ended up selling him. Before that he ran sales and operations at iCrossing, and which sold to Hearst. But if you continually hire people who have done it time and time again, you'll end up building amazing team and they'll figure out how to grow your business. Remember, businesses aren't built off of one person or one brand. It's not me. It's not Mark Zuckerberg. It's not Elon Musk or Bill Gates. And by no means am I equivalent to any of those or have anywhere near their experience or have accomplished anything close to any of the guys I mentioned. Nonetheless, even with them though, they built their companies because of their amazing team and they all hired people who have done it before and understand what to do.
Cool. So I'm going to throw in a couple of nuances here to try to keep it very tactical for people as well. So there's a good blog post from a mutual friend of ours. His name is Andrew Wilkinson, and he is the founder of Tiny Capital, first started with MetaLab, which is a design firm. And now he just buys a lot of great internet businesses. And so, you know, for him, he has a blog post called Lazy Leadership. And one of the core pillars of that blog post is, you know, you have to be a master delegator, right? It's almost like the blog post, again, it's called Lazy Leadership. So how do you get things off your plate? How do you get things off your plate, right? And I used to think, wow, that's incredibly lazy. Like, I should do it myself. But again, one of the highest leverage things you can do is hire amazing people, right? And one thing, that good point that he made is, if you're going to go into surgery, do you want someone that's done it 1,000 times, or do you want to hire someone that's done it? Maybe they quote unquote have potential. And one of the backbreaking mistakes I made in the past was hiring CEOs that hadn't done it before. I hired them for potential, right? And I actually made that mistake twice. And so I have a lot of PTSD from that. You don't want to be doing that. And to Neil's point, you know, Neil had to actually evolve into that as well. But you find someone that's done it before multiple times, and then you go and you incentivize them properly. You pay them the big bucks, but also add on incentives on top of that. And you're going to just let them do their thing and get the hell out of their way, because that's what A players want. Another thing I'll say is there's a really great book called Who, that's WHO with a question mark. It's by Jeff Smart. It's GEOFF Smart. And great book. It's an entire framework on how to hire amazing people. And I think it's really important that you get your batting average up by having a great framework, a great process to go with. And I think one of the strongest things you can do if you're one of the leaders of the company is go out there and snipe people, right? And what I mean by that is reaching out to people on LinkedIn, engaging with people. Sometimes I just go into Clubhouse, I'll join rooms. We've hired a couple creators from Clubhouse. I'll join YouTube rooms. I'll join videographer rooms as well, right? And I'll just, you know, the people I'm listening to talk, that's kind of a little audition. I'll listen to them talk and I'll be like, okay, do they know what they're talking about? Let's look at their profile. Let's look at their portfolio as well. And you can pick them off, right? And then also a lot of times just going to LinkedIn and sniping people too. I think at a certain point, maybe when you get to 15, 20 people or so, thinking about hiring a head of talent to help with a lot of the logistical work where you can just focus on kind of the, you know, closing people, right? Or selling the company. I think that's super helpful. But again, hiring is one of the highest leverage things you can do. And that allows you to hire people that can create code, right? And you can hire people that will just give you all sorts of leverage where you can kind of make money in your sleep and then maybe go and redeploy that capital. So anyway, that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/pro. Check out our community for 14 days for free, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed,
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.